Yo, what's good, everybody? Yo, what's good? Welcome to another edition of the Sit Down. Man, I want to say this one thing, man. I really want to say this. It's the fact that never, ever give up on your dreams. I'm telling you, never, ever give up on your dreams. Let me tell you this. People will do everything that is possible to make you give up on your dream. I'm talking about whether it be family, whether it be friends, it could be your significant other. I'm telling you, people who are out of alignment will do their best to talk you out of your dream. And let me tell you something about these dream killers. See, it ain't they dream. I want you to understand this. It ain't they dream. And so because their inability and their limited vision, they want to put that on you. And so when you don't abide with that, then they get hostile. Then they come with the, see, the attacks immediately start to come in. So I want you to understand something. Really hear me good. Never give up on your dream. All right. I'm living proof. I'm living proof. Because you know what? If I had listened to the so-called friends in my life, if I had listened to them, I wouldn't have a podcast. I wouldn't have a magazine. You know? I wouldn't have never been on radio. See, if I had to listen to them. But see, their limited lack of vision, you don't allow it to get on you. As we look into future bright stars, all right? The Sit Down wants to shine light and give the platform to rising stars. And in our eyes, today's guest is just that. Small business owner, has her undergraduate degree, got her start working at Tomberts and Halls, and she's going to elaborate on that because she just enlightened me with something. Started 79 Rows, catering to the curvy diva. So for you curvy divas out there, y'all feel like y'all ain't being catered to, you need to check out 79 Rows. I got Latonya Jones in the building. Man, girl, undergraduate. Halls and Tomberts, man, before we get off in the Yoku Lake, girl, let me know how that come about.
Wow, thank you for having me. First,
oh man, off, absolutely.
It's a pleasure absolutely. To be here. I've always had a love for fashion. Even as a young girl.
Okay.
So
okay.
The inspiration came from like my mother and my grandmother watching them get dressed. Like,
yeah.
One of the best dressed women that I know.
Okay, okay.
And so when I was, you know, in high school thinking about a career, like I knew I was going to do something in the fashion world.
Right.
I knew I was going to do something in the fashion world.
Right.
And so I got a scholarship to go to K-State.
Okay.
Where I majored in apparel and textile marketing.
Yeah.
And business.
Yeah.
And then I did my internship at Talbot's my senior year.
Okay, okay.
And then when I graduated, they offered me a job.
Right out the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what God won't do.
You're right. Exactly.
Tell me what God don't do. Now, before we get in, because we about to get deep in your Kool-Aid, girl. So, before that, you told me you was the first black manager. Come on now. Talk about that.
Even at Talbot,
yeah.
I was the one of the first black managers in our district.
Oh, man. Hold on, girl. We got to give you a round of applause. You know. That ain't no easy task.
And you have to think it. even then I was young. I was in my 20s. It wasn't an accomplishment. I'm thinking
about absolutely it was. Absolutely.
And so I was at Talbot's for about 4 years.
Okay.
And I was looking to, you know, develop myself, and then the opportunity opened it for Halls, Kansas City.
Okay.
And
okay.
So I moved over to Halls, Kansas City, where I managed 2 stores.
Hold on, girl. You just keep on, the hits keep on coming. 2 stores. Now, how did you, I'm just saying, now, hold on. 2 stores. Was you married, boyfriend or something? I mean, how did you do it? I mean, that's a juggling act.
Yeah, but I was younger.
Okay.
Like I said, I was in my 20s, and okay. I actually met my husband
at Halls. Oh, so. You met your husband at Halls?
Yeah.
Ooh, shout out. Salute. What?
Shout out to Jesse Worthall.
What? Come on now. What I told you we're going to get into your Kool-Aid girl. What happened when you first seen him? What happened?
Oh, it's a funny story.
Okay.
It wasn't like a mutual attraction, anything like that. It's a weird story.
Yeah. So the first time you seen him, it was just like, oh, this is dude.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So did you make eye contact with him the first time or something? I mean, the sub was the hi, hello, was it something?
Well, I'll tell you the story. And we have different versions of the story.
Oh, man. See, that's what y'all say. This is what women say. Women say, yeah, he got his side of the story and I got the truth.
It's a fact. And so it was a joke. So one day he came into my store.
Yeah.
And my team was joking. Like, you know, they said we were flirting with each other. And
yeah.
We wasn't. I wasn't.
Right,
you know.
Right.
And so, and I told my team, if he wanted to talk to me, he'll come back and like he'll ask me.
Right? Absolutely.
So I wasn't really stunned, you know.
Yeah.
Then he came back, and he came back because he wanted to be sure that like I knew it was a joke, and just he was knowing him now, he was being safe and you know covering himself.
Yeah.
And then. We just went from there. We kind of started talking.
There you go.
The date and there you go. History. So
there you go. Shoot.
We've been together 15, salute to 15 my years.
Comeback. Salute to the comeback. Can you hear me? So, hey, make sure you go back. All right. Make sure you go back. Let me tell y'all a little bit of something about this podcast. This podcast is free of judgment. This podcast is about inspiring people and encouraging them to be their best and to live their best life. These conversations are about truth and no fear, and you can share your truth with respect. This podcast has conversations with interesting people of all nationalities and all different areas of life who are here to give insight, upliftment, and help advance the culture. This podcast wants to have people who spread unity, love, peace, awareness, and positivity. I will engage in conversations that help us move the culture. I'm a diverse individual. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Earl Belden, and welcome to the sit down. Welcome. Welcome to the sit down. So, today I have, can I use the term fashionista?
Yeah.
I got a fashionista. I got a business owner. I got somebody who has an eye for fashion. And you said you got that eye from your mother and your grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
So was your grandma fly?
Oh man, talk about. She wore driving gloves.
Yeah.
And
oh
pearls.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the fall, we go pick up her fur coats.
Oh yeah.
From Alaskan Fur on Metcalf.
Absolutely. That's where they store. See, you knew you were somebody when you could go. You go pick your furs up.
Yeah.
They keep your stuff.
Yeah.
You ain't got to keep it at home. They keep your stuff for you. See, yeah, my mom and them was in that. My grandma was in that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And my mother, she's jazzy. She looks very young for her age, and she's always stylish. Like, she's always been stylish. Always, always, always. And a trendsetter and just really a function dresser, and that's just what influenced me.
So, 79 roles.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about this.
Yeah, so Sauvignon Rose, you know, came about as a platform
to
empower women.
Okay. To power. See, that's empower. Powerful. Yeah.
Empower women
to there you
embrace
go.
Their curves.
Okay. There you go. There you go.
The average size woman is a 12 to a 14.
Okay.
Easily.
That's the average now?
That's the average woman. Size 12 to a
14. So then move. I thought, didn't it used to be, what, 7 and 8? So now it's 12 to 14 now?
12 to 14.
Oh, okay.
All right. So that's considered what they call plus. I like to use the word curvy.
Okay.
That's what you consider a curvy woman.
Yeah.
Just, you know, hearing feedback from people, like they go to the mall, they need a dress.
Yeah.
They go somewhere and they can't find anything in the selection that they had at the mall.
Absolutely.
Or not fashionable.
Yeah.
And so I was like, yeah, I'm going to solve that problem, right? Because your business needs to solve a problem. Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what makes 79 Rose unique?
Our niche is little black dresses. Little black dresses.
Okay. So curvy women, little black dresses?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
A black dress for a woman
is
what a black suit is for a man.
Okay.
So you can wear a black dress everywhere. And there's an unquote that says, every girl needs a little black dress.
Absolutely.
So we make sure that the curvy girls have little black dress options.
Okay. Okay. So how did you decide to come up with that niche, that marketing scheme? How did that come about?
Yeah, so funny, an episode of Shark Tank.
Oh, no joke.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
all right.
I saw this girl. She was pitching her business.
Yeah.
She had a dress shop.
Yeah.
And she had grossed $1 million the previous year just on social media marketing.
Absolutely.
And I went to her website and I was like,
yeah.
I won't say the name, but I'm like, this stuff is ugly.
right.
And I was like, I know that I can, you know, create.
Kill the game.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, what's the most difficult thing that you've, now that you've jumped off into this, for as marketing, what's the most difficult thing that you see now?
There is so much noise.
Yeah.
On social media.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, from a marketing perspective, they say it used to take 7 times for a customer or somebody to hear a message.
Yes.
And then come back and, you know, buy or, you know, contact you.
Absolutely.
But now it's like 100, right?
Yeah.
Because think about when you're on Facebook or Instagram, you start scrolling and you catch on something and
you
get distracted.
Yeah.
And so I think if you use social media only as a marketing tool for your business, you get lost. So I think like branding, I think is hard for any business. Branding and that exposure and creating awareness of your brand.
Absolutely. I mean, you have to be. I got a good friend of mine, Dank Nitty. This boy's a master marketing guru. Big shout out to Dank Nitty, hustle there. This boy marketing, I'm talking about everything. This boy is everything is about branding.
Mm-hmm.
And he helped me get to that level of thinking, you know, because it takes being around those people. Because see, man, big shout out to Steve Harvey, man. Big shout out to Steve. Steve sat down with me years ago and really gave me some insight on life, but I was listening to some motivational speeches that he gave, and he said this one thing, that if you're the smartest person in your circle, you're the dumbest.
Back.
You know what I'm saying? Because if your circle does not push you, does not elevate you, does not challenge you, you ain't got a circle.
Back.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So when you talked about this, Brandon, and as I said, you know, my dude Dank, guru for this, and elevated my thinking for this. So what type of woman do you think makes a great entrepreneur?
A woman with grit.
Oh, man.
You need grit to be in business.
Yeah.
You know this.
Absolutely.
There is nothing sexy about running a business.
Oh, man.
But what people see on social media...
Oh, yeah, they think it's easy.
That's just what they want you to see. Yeah. They're not showing you behind the scenes.
None of that.
What you're toiling over and the things you have to do to build.
None of that.
So you have to have grit, because you have to have grit to make yourself uncomfortable, to push yourself out your comfort zone.
Absolutely.
Because you can only sell so much to your family and your friends.
And for half of them ain't buying no anyway.
Say a lot of people in the back.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, they ain't, let me tell you this. And I say this, and I really tell people this, for us in business, and I tell all of my people this, and this is one of my greatest slogans right now that I heard somebody say. They said that when they value you, when people value you, they will support you. And they told me this one thing: stop looking for support in your surroundings. Yes. Because it's going to be the people that you don't even know.
Yes.
Going to become your biggest cheerleaders.
Yes.
And so it took me a while to grasp that, you know. So what advice would you give someone who's interested in starting a boutique? What would you tell them?
Study your target market.
Absolutely.
Because that's going to impact everything you do.
Yeah.
From your marketing,
yes,
to your branding, to your communication,
yeah,
to your messages.
Absolutely.
So figure out what your total target market is.
Yeah.
Figure out, like, what's their demographic? Where are they eating at? Where
absolutely
are they shopping?
See,
at?
That, there
when
you
do
go,
they
girl
go to sleep?
Yeah.
Like, you need to know,
yeah,
all that. You need,
yeah,
to know your target market inside and
absolutely
out, so you can know where to show up.
Absolutely.
To meet them,
say
to
that,
them
girl.
Yeah.
That's a good answer. Oh, man, that's a great answer. And the reason why that's such a great answer is because I want to just say this for all those who will listen to this, come back and listen to it. Those who will listen to it over and over and over again, I want to let y'all know, y'all cannot be LaToya Jones. All right? I want you to understand this. See, this is what's wrong with people. See, they think, okay, they come in, they see you doing your thing. Oh, she got 79 rows. So I'm going to call mine 44 rows.
Mm-hmm.
Think that you can do the same thing. See, we get this, we got this thing wrong. I can't be you. I don't know what you went through to get to the level of what you needed to do. I don't know what sacrifices you made. So we need to get this beyond us that we can do what somebody else do. Do what you do. And then if you admire the person that's doing what you do, then you can go ask them questions. See, that's why you got to have mentors.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Do you have any mentors?
I do.
Right.
I'm working on getting one from a business perspective.
There you
but
go.
I have personal and, like, obviously career,
yeah,
mentors.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So what keeps you so focused and grounded?
It's not cliche. I'm seriously trying to build a legacy.
Okay. There you go.
Almost 4-year-old.
Okay.
And I want to teach him, if you have a goal or a dream,
yeah,
you can achieve it.
Absolutely.
And I think that keeps me focused and grounded.
Yeah.
And I think a spirit of wanting to help people. Like,
yeah,
wanting to empower women. I want women to feel, I mean, I'm a woman, and women,
yeah,
women, we're so hard on ourselves. We're so,
yeah,
hard on our body and,
yeah,
in society. And so I want to create something where a woman, like, I call it the safe zone when she comes to my shop.
Okay, there
when
we go.
She comes to my boutique.
There you go.
Like, you've been stressing, and you've been trying to figure out something to wear, and you don't have to worry about that when you come
absolutely
to see me. You need to worry
absolutely
about just finding the right dress.
There
and,
you go.
And then thinking about being a certain dress size or,
yeah,
body size, and for years and years, you can't shop at the mall. That has to do something to your psyche.
I mean, yeah, oh yeah, I mean,
to your,
you know,
self-esteem,
I mean,
to,
hey,
everything.
I understand that, you know, because, hey, you know, somebody near and dear to me, you know, just, she hates the mall. She says all the time she can't find nothing. And, you know, she's well endowed, you know, up top. So she really hates them all. She can't stand them.
Yeah.
So, being from that era of, you know, we want it quick, we want it fast, we want it, it's amazing how you make the people feel comfortable, and that's what we got, and that's what you have to do.
Yeah,
you know, because they already got challenges enough trying to find something.
Yeah, my customers, we become family. I jokingly say we become family. I want to know where you're going. Like, what's this event?
Yeah.
Send me pictures. Yes, I want to post these pictures, but I want to, like, support you. Right?
Absolutely.
Like, helped you, you know, become beautiful for this event or this party or wherever you're going. It could be date or whatever.
Absolutely.
But I want you, like, we're good, you know? You know, I'm creating that customer loyalty.
Yeah.
You know, branding, all of that, because you are a walking billboard for me.
Absolutely.
You go out there, so.
Say that. That.
So we become family, my customers.
Yes.
Yeah.
So how has this COVID-19 stuff affected your business, and how has it affected the way that you do business now?
Yeah. So my boutique was always by appointment anyway. So for a personal shopping experience.
Okay.
So it's by appointment, one-on-one.
Okay.
One-on-one time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think, you know, everyone being at home, I had to quickly pivot my inventory selection.
Okay.
So I didn't need party dresses, but nobody's going to parties.
Okay.
Everything gets shut down.
Absolutely.
So I had to quickly pivot and get sundresses.
Yeah.
You know, and things that more casual things that if you're going to the grocery store, you know, or running errands, you still want to look nice. You want to get out those lounge clothes.
Absolutely.
So I had to quickly pivot my business that way.
Go.
And then I offered gift cards, right? You know, just to
there
stay
afloat.
People want to support me. Like, I want to support you.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to buy a dress, but you can buy a gift card.
Yeah.
For yourself or somebody else.
There you go.
So,
that's what I'm saying. That's that branding.
Gift card. And then I started out of my comfort zone. I had to start doing videos.
There you go.
Styling videos.
Okay.
And getting in front of the camera, I'm a behind the scenes type of person.
Oh, so you don't like the camera?
No.
Okay.
So, with COVID, I couldn't work with my models because you know, we couldn't get together, and so I became the model.
It's funny how that turns around, ain't it?
I became the model. I got in front of the videos.
Yeah.
And it was something a girl was working with me last year. She said, you are the brand.
Absolutely.
And she said, you will have to get comfortable soon representing your brand.
Absolutely. You
and
gotta get comfortable being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And since fast forward a whole year, her words were in the back of my head. So it was like, models can't get a model. And it's like, well, I got this merchandise.
Absolutely.
So I am the model.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So I had to pivot, like, market everything. I had to pivot.
How many models and how many people on your staff?
So when I do contract the modeling.
Oh,
so,
okay. Yeah. Okay. There you go. All right. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I'm a solopreneur.
There you go.
Solopreneur.
Doing it yourself.
Yeah.
There you go. So what's the most important thing to you right now concerning your business?
Most important thing to right now concerning my business is building brand loyalty.
Say that, girl.
Building brand loyalty right now.
Yeah.
You know,
And
just with all the pivoting and the changes I had to do in the last 90 days of the pandemic.
There you go. Yeah.
And really just continue to build that customer base and exposure.
Yeah.
You know, the article
Absolutely.
That was just done about me, it was really good for exposure.
Absolutely.
I'm really good about being in the African American.
Absolutely, girl. We proud of you. We proud of you here at the sit down. We definitely. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. And just exposure, right? So, all money is green. And curvy women come in different colors and sizes.
Absolutely. So now, do you just cater to African American, or you cater to all curvy divas?
I carry all curvy divas.
Okay. All right. There we go. There we go. Because, we got to get, sometimes we got to, you know, we need a little bit of everybody money.
Yeah.
Because they get our money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They get our money. So, what have you learned during your course of business? I mean, the mistakes, the failures. What have you learned from them?
That I'm stronger than what I actually think I am.
Man, yeah.
I'm stronger than what I actually... I've learned to, just going back to moving out of my comfort zone for growth.
Right,
right? Okay. You know, to grow, you have to be uncomfortable.
Absolutely.
And so I think the business journey has taught me that one thing is you have to grow, you have to put yourself in positions to go to the next level.
Yeah.
And then sometimes at the next level, everybody can come with you.
Oh, say that again. That is for real.
Everybody that can come with you.
Yes, yes, yes. So, daily challenges. What are some daily challenges you face as being a woman entrepreneur and woman business owner?
Honestly, I think it's the balance of it all because I am a wife and a mother.
Okay.
And I do work a full-time job, too.
So you did. Y'all doing it.
Yeah. I think it's finding the balance and the time for everything.
Absolutely. Now, is your husband your biggest cheerleader?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
have you made him a model yet? You ain't had him hold up no dresses or do nothing. He ain't got. Yeah, it's coming. So, being that, it takes a lot to stay focused these days. Mm-hmm. Wife, business owner, entrepreneur, mother. Mm-hmm. All right. What's your secret?
I am learning the power of saying no. I have a huge
family, yes.
And so, you know, we're getting pulled in so many directions, and sometimes, and it's really hard for me, but I had to get comfortable saying, no, I can't do that.
Yes.
No, I can't do that.
And I think
learning, I know we've the buzzword, the new sexy word is self-care.
Say that. I'm trying to tell you it is.
Self-care. And you know, that means and really trying to figure out what, and really incorporating that, not just saying it, but really taking time to take a nap.
Come on now. Come on, girl.
Do something for myself. Because when it don't fumes, you won't get anywhere.
Man, I continually listen to motivation. I feed my mind daily. I meditate. I start my day with meditation. Mm-hmm. I have to. I start my day with meditation. And the one thing that I learned is that it's hard for me to delegate people to do something. It really is. I mean, my cousin Rockstar Cut, shout out to Rock. It's hard for me to delegate. I try to delegate, but I, Rock has to tell me that, hey, once you delegate something, man, you just need to just chill. You know what I'm saying? You can be the overseer, but just chill. You know, so I'm learning to chill, Toy. I'm learning to chill.
That's true. And asking for help.
Yeah. Oh, that's the big one.
Asking for help.
Yeah, that's the big one. That's the big one.
We have this stigma that nobody wants to be seen as a dummy or incompetent.
Yeah.
But there, when I'm learning through the journey, especially here in Kansas City, so many people want to come and support. They just don't know how.
They just don't. And what I tell people is this, man. Shout out to, first off, I want to give a big shout out to my little cousin, little Vonzel Bryant Jr., V. Diddy. He owns Grind Attic. I was listening to a video of his last week, and he was talking about support. And what we do as people, we don't understand support is not just monetary.
Exactly.
Support is sharing my website, sharing my flyer, telling people about the brand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's more to it than just monetary.
Exactly.
And so what he was saying that really resonated with me and has been going on for years with me is that we going to have all of these people on our social media. You know, it looks good. Numbers, I've had three different pages. Thousands of people, mm-hmm. right? And my little cousin said something that resonated with me that slapped the hell out of me, you know? It woke me up on something because, you know, you want all these people. He said, I'd rather have 100 people who rock with me and support me than 4,900 people that don't even like, comment, say nothing, do nothing, or nothing. Man, that resonated.
That's the fact.
You know, resonated. And he said this one thing that really, you know, he be on board. He be, he's so hyper now that me being the older cousin, he influences me, right? And so I told him, I said, man, you know, it's a funny story. I told him, I said, man, you know, I had the opportunity. I met Jay-Z, but I don't know Jay-Z personally. I know you. Why would I wear, you know, well, I like rocker wear. That's cool. Mm-hmm. But see, I know you. You grind at it. You my cousin. So why wouldn't I push you like I do him? I don't know him. You know what I'm saying? I don't know him personally. I'm not going to break my neck. You see, in this one, and then we got to talking about how people run to the damn store to get stand out in line to get. I don't know Michael Jordan personally. Nothing against him. Greatest basketball player. But I'm not standing in no damn line to you to get no Jordans. I don't care about no Jordans, right? So we got this thing so backwards that we don't know what real support is. It's not just monetary.
Yeah, and why don't you stand in
a
line to vote?
Talk to me.
But that's a different topic.
Talk to me. No, that's real. That's real.
Stand in line to vote.
Yeah, that's real. You know, before we get out of here, I want to ask you this here. You know, first off, tell people where is the boutique located, hours of operation, and how they supposed to get in contact with you.
Yes, so you can find me on Facebook and Instagram at 79ROZE.
All right.
79ROZE.
Yeah.
Shop my website at 79ROZE.com. I made that real easy for you to find me. 79ROZE.com. You can just shoot me a DM if you want to come and schedule an appointment.
Absolutely. 79ROZE. But come on, man. Where did the name come from?
Yeah, man.
You know we got to get off into that.
Well, 79 is just the year I was born.
Okay, there you go.
Year I was born.
Okay, that's true. I was born in 65. Okay. You know, hey.
And then Rose is just a play off my last name. My married name is Rose Off.
Okay.
R-O-Z-O-F.
There you go.
And so it was just a play. Like, all the names that I wanted were taken.
Yeah.
And so one day I was joking around and I was like, yeah, we'll just call it Rose, and it was like Black Rose, Black Rose dress.
Yeah.
And then all those names were taken on GoDaddy.com, and it was like, okay, I'm gonna throw a 79 just to see.
Yeah.
And it was available.
There you go.
And then it stuck.
There you go. So, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That creativity, I'm telling you, you know, let me tell you this, at the most difficult time, blessings show up.
Amen.
You know, and you think you ready to throw it, you ready to give up. Yes. You just said you did all them names. You was like, hey, bam, let me just, you know what I'm saying? And see, this is how the universe is like, oh, yeah, we're going to give it to her. Hold on. No, let me throw this in. 79. Oh, this thing, let me just try this. It's available. Oh, yeah, there we go. You know, absolutely. Absolutely, man. You have a beautiful personality, beautiful spirit. We definitely appreciate you being here on the sit down. And we definitely got to have you back.
Yes, it's been
my
pleasure.
We need to talk about some fashion. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
For any up and coming entrepreneurs, learn how to plant seeds.
Absolutely.
Because my pastor always says that you reap more than you sow.
Absolutely.
And so learn to plant seeds. And a small seed could be like buying something from somebody or sitting under somebody's tutelage.
Absolutely.
But learn to plant seeds, and that's how we keep it going in our environment.
Absolutely. Hours of operation.
They're by appointment.
Okay, by appointment. Okay, all right, okay. So any shout outs? I mean, if you don't shout your husband out, any shout out to somebody?
Yes, I have so many shout outs. So first shout out to my husband.
Absolutely.
He's my silent partner. Handyman in the shop. Thank you for supporting the dreams. Thank you to my family. I know we talked a little about family and friends. Yeah. And my family always comes through. So shout out to my family and my friends that always support.
Absolutely.
You know? And then shout out to my loyal customers. You guys are amazing. You know, I survived. My business survived during a pandemic.
Yes.
Because of my
I started a new business in the pandemic. You know what I'm saying?
So it can be done.
Yes.
It should be done. Yes. Shout out to everybody who has supported me and shared a post and engaged in my post and bought a dress and all of that. Just thank you. And thank you to you for this platform. This platform is needed. Platform is needed.
Thank you.
And so continue to grind.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's just me. And the one thing that we going to do here at the sit down, we going to continue to uplift you. We're going to continue to encourage you. And the main thing we're going to do is we're going to continue to pray with you and for you.
Amen.
You know, sometimes we get so caught up on so much nonsense. And as you said earlier about the social media, you get so distracted and you're doing something and then you're easily distracted. That's what that thing is designed for. You know, and we have to be stronger will than what we're seeing. We have to understand what social media is for. We have to understand the news was created to scare the hell out of you. You know what I'm saying? So you got to take in what news you're taking in. You got to take it from all, and you got to take everything in, but you have to stay prayerful.
Yes.
You got to stay
over your business.
Absolutely.
It sounds so simple, but pray over your business.
Yeah. You know, and I just started my business, my new business. And during the pandemic, I started a premier mobile cigar bar.
I saw that.
And at the time, shout out to my niece, Tiffany. Shout out to Kimberly K. I was in St. Louis. Real sad occasion. My brother, J-Bone. Mom's died. And I was like my mama. So as I was down there enjoying the family, because I don't really get a chance to see my niece that much, and her, she was saying, she was like, "Uncle, you and them cigars, man." So she was telling me about a friend of hers that had his own cigar line, and so she's telling this story to Kimberly. She's telling her this story, and it's like, you know. She's like, "Unc, I'm telling you, man, you that dude, Unc." You know, so Exquisite Living was birthed by those two, you know. Big shout out to them. And I've been smoking cigars for about 14 years. So I've smoked all different types. And I just wanted to educate people on the lifestyle of cigars. Mm-hmm. And nobody was really educating about it. Mm-hmm. And then you see these pop-up cigar bars. You see them in Miami. You see them in Vegas. You see them in these different places. So I said, you know what? My niece was like, "Oh, this is you." Mm-hmm. I was like, okay. So, you know, Exquisite Living was born. Birthed it the week of Juneteenth. And we have been moving, man, by the grace of God. When they value you, they come and support you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's just how it's been.
But you've been planting seeds.
Yeah.
You've been planting seeds earlier, though.
Yeah.
And they're coming back to harvest.
Absolutely. I really, I mean, because, you know, I really and truly, I'm for the underdog. And I believe in helping people. And that's the reason why this podcast was created, to give people a platform to talk about them.
Yeah.
Toy, this is I wrote a little something, and I started a segment here a few months ago called "Tip Your Hat." All right, and the reason why I started this is because most people, they don't hear the word "thank you," they don't hear the word "you're doing a good job," they don't hear, you know, "hey, you know, you're doing fantastic." They don't get the opportunity to have somebody tipped a hat to them. So we here at the sit down, we tip our hat to you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We tip our hat to you. So, any last words?
No.
You sure?
Talk about target market, talk about planting the seeds,
yeah.
Pray over your business.
Absolutely.
Oh, see yourself as successful.
Come on now.
See yourself as successful. And that's absolutely something I had to work on as an entrepreneur too. It starts up in your mind.
Absolutely.
Right? And so,
yes.
And how you speak to your mind and the positive affirmations. And
yeah.
This lady came to me one day and she said, every time you walk into your shop, she said, say this is a successful and thriving business.
Absolutely.
And so now every time I go in there, even if I don't feel it, I'm seeing it because I'm putting it out there, you know. And
the universe responds. Universe responds to vibration.
Yeah.
You know, I just was having this conversation. It's your vibration.
Yeah.
It's not the universe doesn't pay attention to your words. It pays attention to your vibration. So
exactly.
When you feel that, you can't talk positive and feel negative.
Exactly.
Because you're going to get more of what you're feeling.
Right.
You know.
But positive affirmations and
see
yourself as
absolutely
successful. Not what you see on social media.
Absolutely.
But see yourself.
Your vision.
Business. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, that's big. So you say affirmations because I say affirmations all day, every day.
I do. And I just learned the power of them. I have my son's about to be 4. And
yeah.
So when we go to school, we have... You are a leader.
Absolutely.
You're going to listen to your teachers.
Absolutely.
You're going to eat all your vegetables. And like, we joke about it, but he knows it. So he knows when we pull up, he just starts saying it.
Yeah.
I'm a leader.
Yeah.
I'm eating my vegetables.
Absolutely.
I'm going to listen to my teacher. And
absolutely.
So it's like, so as he gets older, it'll be different.
It'll be different affirmations.
But that's how I got it, you know, kind of got into it.
Man, you said some powerful stuff, man. I hope this resonates with somebody. I really do. We want to take this opportunity to give you another round of applause to let you know we appreciate you.
Thank you
for what you
thank
do.
You, thank you.
We appreciate you. This is that time where I give the quote of the day, and the quote of the day I was really impressed. There's a few things that impressed me, and today. I had the opportunity and I was looking for something motivational, and I said, I gotta do this. So today's quote is this: things work out the best for those who make the best of how things work out. Things work out the best for those who make the best of how things work out. I'm your man, Earl B. Catch y'all on the flip side. I'm out.